You have to find people that have already made the decision that they're going to sell it, pre-qualify them to understand if they are, if they'll potentially do business with you. And that's really what it is.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
All right, so welcome to the Online Hustlers Podcast. In the real estate space, we bring in real estate entrepreneurs. We bring in real estate business owners that are in the wholesaling space, and we're also doing flips or a lot of investing for long-term rentals and Airbnb. Today, we have a special episode, and today we're bringing in Mr. TTP. Who is that? Who's Mr. TTP? Mr. TTP is Brand Daniels. I actually met him on a mastermind where we are leveling up, and every single day we're looking for that level up next stage. The same thing for you to level up. And that's why we're doing these episodes. We only ask you for about 60 seconds of your time to give us any type of review, any type of comment of about what you think about the previous episodes. Have you found any value whatsoever in review? The same thing will happen with this episode. If you find this episode valuable, please leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So we're going to start here the podcast. And I'd like to really, really thank Brand Daniels for coming into our podcast today. What's going on, man?
It's an honor, Esteban. What a great, great podcast that you have. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to bring a lot of energy. You know, we're not going to be boring. It's going to be a lot of energy. It's going to be real exciting. And I always listen to a mentor of mine told me, when you're listening to a podcast, when you're watching a YouTube channel, when you're seeing people speak on stage, you have to put it through a filter. And that filter is this education? Is this instruction or is this entertainment, right? And I'm going to try to give as much instruction as possible because this is the Hustlers podcast. I mean, this is going out there with extreme hunger and taking massive and perfect action. And so I want to point you in the right direction so that you can go out and get a deal today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not in a month, but today. So that's what the goal is for this podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Because we actually love whenever people have something to do right after listening to this type of episodes, our actionable steps, right? And a lot of people that come in into our network, into our community, they're looking for their first deal or they've done deals sporadically. Maybe they dabbed into the industry, in the wholesaling industry, and maybe they're not consistent with it. But there's several things that would essentially tell us why that's happening. Why are you not getting started? Why are you not having the consistency? Why are deals sporadic? So I'd love to dive deep into exactly, first of all, how are you currently helping people get into the wholesaling game? But if they get into the wholesaling game and they've already been there, what are the key things that you go over with them or those pillars in order for them to get their deal in the next few days?
Yeah, listen, don't overcomplicate this. Find an ugly house. That's it. Go find an ugly house and have a quality conversation with the property owner. I mean, if you want to be a real estate entrepreneur, it really comes down to two things: conversations and offers. That's it. The more conversations you have, the more offers you make, the more income you're going to make, the more that you're going to get the chance and the opportunity to provide value to the marketplace. You know what I mean? So if you're starting out and you don't have this huge budget, well, there's only three ways to get a deal, right? The first way is to have somebody call you, all right? That's called marketing. You have to put marketing out there and put your information out there and let everybody know that you buy houses and then they give you a call. That's fantastic, but it's expensive. Let's be honest, especially in Miami, especially in Phoenix. You have to have a big, significant budget. So if you don't have a huge budget, now you've got two other opportunities to find deals. One is to get referrals. You can talk to a lot of real estate agents. You can talk to your family and friends. You can get really loud on social media and let everybody know that you're looking to buy ugly houses, that you're looking for projects, that you're looking for properties that have some wear and tear on them. And if they run across those, to send those to you and you want to buy them. Right? Usually that takes some time. That takes some time to build up the reputation that you can go out and get these deals closed and people, you know, and to build those relationships where people keep bringing you opportunities. It's wonderful when you get there, when people are sending you referrals. It's incredibly profitable, but it takes some time to build that up. So I always suggest you ask, what can people go out and do today and how am I helping people get business? Well, you could go out there literally today, drive in any neighborhood, find an ugly house, write down the address, but go to True People Search, to True People Finder. You could go to Batch Leads. You could go to all of these different places to get the phone number for that property owner. Call them up and ask them, when do you plan on selling that property? All of a sudden, you talk to enough people, you get a deal. And the average is you talk to 200 people that own ugly houses, you get a deal, and that average deal size is $15,000. This is the greatest business of all time.
So for someone that obviously is new to the industry and hasn't done any marketing yet, and there's a lot of gurus just pushing, you got to do marketing, you got to do marketing, you got to spend the money. What advice would you say that they need in order to start generating, passing this barrier, be like, I don't know what to do with marketing. Like, marketing is new to me, or I don't even know what type of marketing, what to do. Like, are you pushing them, telling them, hey, you should start driving for dollars, or what's going to be the most certain things that they can do?
The fact is 80% of brand new real estate investors, wholesalers, get their first deal from driving for dollars. And all driving for dollars is just going out in the streets and finding an ugly house and talking to the property owner. You know what I mean? If you don't have a huge budget, I mean, if you have a big budget, then I would find somebody that's already doing this and partner with them on your first few deals, and you spend the money, they show you the ropes, you get the deals, you find the opportunities and get the deals and split the deals. But if you don't have a huge budget and you're just getting started, and or you don't want to, even if you have a huge budget, you don't want to spend it yet, go out and earn it. Go out and earn it. You can either earn it by knocking on people's doors or picking up the phone and calling the people that own ugly houses or in ugly situations. It all comes down to conversations and offers. Conversations and offers. If you're going all day without having a conversation with a new property owner that owns an ugly house and making an offer on that property, you're making a huge mistake. You didn't do your job that day. You're not, what are you even doing? Are you even in business? That's all we do. All we do is look for opportunities. And the fact is, the U.S. Census will tell us 6 to 10% of the real estate market, residential real estate market, is in distress at all times. That means there's 143 million properties out there. If 10% of them are in distress, that's 14 million opportunities out there right now for us to go and have a quality conversation with the property owners and see if they're ready to accept an offer on their property. And remember this, if this is the only thing that you remember from this, we're deal finders, not deal creators. You're not going to convince people to sell their property. You want to go and find the people that have made the decision that they want to sell, and you need to get in front of them, and you need to give them, you need to build a relationship with them and get them an offer.
Yeah. So a lot of people might get really, I know that say that they've been doing, let's say they've been doing a few deals sporadically every other month, and they're running some sort of lead generation, like they're looking for houses by driving for dollars, or maybe they are getting some SMS marketing and some of the leads are coming in, or even let's say they turned up their Facebook campaign and some leads are coming in from Facebook. But I think that what we need to make it clear is really, what does it mean to actually have conversations? Because I feel like a lot of people are judging these leads or these people, these potential sellers, before they even come, before they even try to have a conversation, so they don't end up having a conversation. What they end up doing is just overanalyzing that seller and not having a true quality conversation. So what is a quality conversation, and like how, like what do people need to know and understand so that, hey, look, this is what we mean when you have to have a conversation with the seller.
I love this. That's why you are amazing. I love that you asked this question. It's such a good question. First of all, I love, listen, there's the three P's, right? That are going to prevent you from being successful in this business. That is perfectionism, which you're kind of talking about now. I'm not going to talk to anybody until I know exactly what's going on. And I want to make sure that I don't screw it up and trying to be perfect on everything as you're getting started. It's not going to happen. It's about progress, not perfection. All right. The second one is paralysis by analysis. That's what you're talking about, where we hallucinate what's going on with this property owner before we even have a conversation with them. And then the last one is procrastination. And that's just thrown in there because we're like, well, maybe I'll get to that lead tomorrow, or maybe I'll start my lead generation next week when I feel like it, after I get real inspired by something. Like, if you can recognize what one of those three P's is holding you back, you can destroy it. So let's get that off the board. Everybody here is listening, and everybody's getting rid of the three P's. So now we're having conversations with property owners, okay? It comes down to pre-qualifying every single property every single time, and property owner every single time. And you pre-qualify them based on the four pillars of pre-qualifying, all right? That's the condition of the property, their timeline to sell that property, their motivation to sell that property, and their price. You get those four. That is the skeleton of every single conversation that you have with a property owner. You're trying to find out those four things: condition, timeline, motivation, price. But you don't get into pre-qualifying them if they haven't made the decision they're going to sell their property. Guys, spend time with people that have made the decision. You're not going to convince people that they're going to sell their that they should sell their property. You have to find people that have already made the decision that they're going to sell it, pre-qualify them to understand if they are if they'll potentially do business with you. And that's really what it is.
And what would you say are the most common, or like the mistakes that people do when actually going through these four pillars, where we actually turn into just a regular conversation into an actual quality, high quality conversation that you get everything that you need in order to make an offer and negotiate on a price? Like, what are those common things that people don't do?
Yeah, they don't build trust. You know, they don't build trust. They don't, and trust comes from certainty and likability. Mm-hmm. And that comes from our tone of voice, that comes with our body language, that comes with our posture, that comes with being on those calls and just asking questions and being honest and being a truth teller and a truth seeker. That's how we find those things, right? And that's how we become better on the phone. That's how we get better quality leads, is by going with that certainty and that likability and pre-qualifying them, so that you know whether or not spending time with this property owner is going to be profitable for you.
Right.
And them, by the way. Yeah. You know, they, if they are not in a distressed situation, they should go list with a real estate agent. They should go sell it on the market, right?
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is ugly houses and ugly situations, mm-hmm. and people that want help solving that. And if you're going to wholesale property, typically it's a cash as is offer. Now, you can wholesale any type of creative deal and all that, but that's kind of going down the rabbit hole, right? Especially if you're getting started out. I think the biggest mistake, honestly, Esteban, is people don't stay focused. People want to do flips, they want to buy rentals, and they want to wholesale. I think that's a huge mistake. If you want to screw everything up, go chase those three rabbits. All right. Just focus on building the company, building a business, building a machine that's going to find you all of the best deals. And that's building a wholesale business. Build the wholesale business first, replace yourself in that business, and then go buy those rental properties, and then go start that flipping company. But if you try to do all of it, it's not going to work.
Yeah. So you mentioned two things real good. It's the trust that, first of all, you try to do your best in order to actually have a process where people can trust you during the conversation to, from the very beginning. And the second thing is not having focus in terms of what you really need to do at the very beginning to get started, to get ramped up, right? So in terms of like whenever you're building trust, whenever you're building and you're acquiring all these four pillars, which is motivation, time frame, condition of the prize, and what's the what is the other one? Condition of a property, and the other one is
condition, timeline, motivation, price.
There you go. So the prize is the last one. I'd say that when people actually say, hey, dig in the motivation, and people tell you, oh, I'm moving out of state, and they think that that's the motivation, or like when people are telling you, oh, probably in the next month, I feel like people are not really digging in enough. People are like leaving a lot of things on the table by just having a very surface level answer and and just being complacent with that. So do you see that happening with a lot of your students? Do you see that happening with...
No, because we train them.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, listen, Esteban, you asked the question. Tell me more about that.
Yeah.
So tell me more about that.
For example...
Tell me more about that.
Yeah. Okay. So you're telling me to tell you more so I can you can actually dig in deeper in what I have to say, but that's the same thing that you have to do in order to get better answers from the seller about the motivation.
That's right. That's right. And asking open-ended questions and just listening and actively listening as they're talking, you're like, uh-huh. Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Oh, wow. Okay. Uh-huh. Like actively listening will make them feel more comfortable, which means that they'll open up more, right? And the more that they open up, the longer you keep somebody on a conversation, the more that they're going to tell you on what is actually going on, right? Because everybody has a reflex no. Everybody kind of wants to put a force field up when you're interrupting their day, right? When you're just showing up into their lives, asking them about their property, people are going to kind of put up a little force field until they feel comfortable, you know, having a conversation with you. And that's our job.
Okay. So you're currently the way that you train your people to have better conversations, talk to people in a better way. How is it? Do you have like a sales program? What type of things do you do on a daily basis in order for every single one of your students to get better every day, or whenever they're running their business, they just ultimately level up?
Well, here's the thing. Like in my group, everybody's proactive. Mm-hmm. So everybody is taking action every single day. It's the massive imperfect action that we take every day that's really the education, Esteban. You know what I mean? And then it's just getting, like, nothing is theory based. We're not going to go there and just do some role plays and then not, you know, go and make calls and not have conversations. We got to be wildly proactive if you're going to be in my group. So I've just, you know, these are the people that are out there taking action. They go, I said this, what should I have said? What should I have done? And then we have 15 support calls a week, Zoom calls. My sales guys, my acquisition managers have 4 2-hour calls throughout the week where they're making calls live to our leads. So people get to literally see people that have made my company millions of dollars. They get to see them in action. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's just, you have to build a culture of productivity, right? There's no reason to be busy and not productive. So we try to cut out all of the fat from the day and just focus on what are the actual income producing activities that we can do. Well, it comes down to having conversations and making offers.
That's it.
So we try to remove all of the obstacles from having conversations and making offers.
Okay. And you're saying that this should be done every single day, like this type of training, but then going into the imperfect actions should be done every single day? Or like what does it look like for someone that is trying to take their business off the ground? Like how does that look like? What would be the perfect day for them?
Well, it just depends, right? It depends. A lot of people are getting into our business, Esteban, with doing part-time. right?
Yeah.
They're doing it part-time, so they have to find the spots in there that they can commit to this business. So first, depending on your schedule, you have to look at your schedule honestly and commit to the times that you're going to invest your time into this business. And it has to be set aside, and it has to be sacred time. And you got to let everybody know about it and get everybody on board. Because if you don't, it's not going to be sustainable. And sustainability is so critical when you are building your business. Even if it just means that you can call one person a day, two people a day, you can commit 15 minutes a day to it, an hour a day to it, 2 hours a day. I mean, the fact is we have 168 hours. I don't care if you work 40 hours. I don't care if you have kids. I don't have people have had kids and had full-time jobs and have been coaches for Little League and basketball and all these other things and still making a fortune and still replacing their income so that they can be going to this business full-time. It just depends on if batteries come included with you.
Yeah.
Do the batteries come included? Are you able to transition from whatever life that you've lived up until now to being a real estate entrepreneur? And if you're willing to do that and able to do that, then you just stay focused, and it actually energizes you when you are able to commit to the business and when you're able to have those phone calls and when you're able to build up a pipeline of opportunities. That should be exciting. I mean, it's like the cheat code to finances. You know, I mean, the most proven path to financial freedom is discounted property. No doubt about it. And so what are you going to do to commit every single day? What decisions are you going to make every single day so that you can take the actions to be able to, one, do your first deal to get proof of concept, two, replace your current income, right? So that you're not working for somebody else. You're not somebody else's ROI. You're working for yourself. And then three, how to develop a company where you start firing yourself from certain roles. And that's when it gets real exciting.
Yeah. Do you feel that maybe some people may need to get some experience inside of other companies first rather than trying to start their own?
It depends. I mean, absolutely. I've seen that work a ton of times. I think it's a great place to start for sure.
Okay.
You get the experience, you get the vocabulary down, you get the process down, that builds a lot of certainty, right? And you at some point you match up certainty with likability and you've got your own company. So yeah, I mean, sure. Go and learn the ropes from somebody else and develop and evolve in this business.
Yeah.
And then at some point, I mean, it just depends. If you want to work with somebody, great. But I think most of the people listening to this podcast are entrepreneurs. So
yeah,
I would assume that they're going to start their own businesses.
100%. And, you know, when you say that people need to focus on having conversations and giving offers, to me, it kind of translates to setting appointments with people that are going to talk to you and ultimately closing those appointments, right? So those are the two things that people should be focused on, setting appointments and closing appointments, right? So what's the best way for them that you teach apart from driving for dollars so that they can ultimately start doing that and make it an always working machine?
Yeah, listen, you have to have enough people that you can call on a daily basis to find opportunities. Mm-hmm. So you just listen, you call pre-foreclosures, you call people that owe property taxes, you call people that are on your driving for dollars that are just ugly houses, you call on people that just inherited properties, you call on multifamily that have been owned for a long time, you call on houses that are two stories and the owners, you know, over 70 and they've been there for at least 10 years. You know, all of these different lists give you the opportunity to have those conversations, and it's just talking to enough people. You don't, and setting appointments is just a natural progression of having good conversations.
Yeah.
And then it just depends on if you're going to make those offers in person or if you're going to make them over the phone and through email.
If we were to break it down into numbers, in order for someone to start having one deal a month, like how many appointments should we be having every single day? How many offers should be sending? Just to get to that metric, let's assume that this person is just new to sales, right? And they they haven't really like talked to people the way that you and I have talked to people in the past. So what are those metrics, what are those leading indicators that people should be looking at?
Yeah, you're going to talk to 200 people that own ugly houses. 20 of them are going to say, yeah, they would consider an offer, and you're going to close one of them. So that's it. 200 conversations to one deal. Now, an appointment should just be the natural. You should be going on that appointment to just sign the paperwork. It should just be a formality, right? You've already pre-qualified them. You already understand, here's the price that they want. Here's the terms that they want. And they trust you. They want to work with you. You get all those upfront commitments before you even go on that appointment. Yeah. And you go on that appointment, you get that deal locked up. Now, if you're not able to make a real connection with them over the phone, then you set that appointment up earlier. But typically in our business, my acquisition managers are going on appointments to get the paperwork done, to get the contract signed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But sometimes they can't really understand what's going on with this property owner unless they're knee to knee, belly to belly, face to face.
Yeah.
And so then they'll go on appointments. But typically you talk to 200 people to get one deal if you're being proactive, if you're reaching out to them. You know, it's much different if it's marketing, you know, coming in from like pay-per-click or Facebook ads or direct mail or TV or radio or billboards or whatever else. The metrics would be different. But I'm just talking about somebody starting out that doesn't have a huge budget. You can literally, with $0, you could walk around and just write down addresses of ugly houses, go to True People Finder, get the get the phone number, call them. Yeah. Right now you could do that.
Yeah.
You don't need permission for that. You don't need a license for that in most of the states. Some states you do, but I mean, that's if you're assigning the deal and wholesaling.
Yeah.
But that's how you get started, right?
Yeah. So how
did you get started?
How I got started? I literally just started by sending direct. So there is different ways that obviously people can do. A lot of people do, for example, direct to seller, direct to agent. They start going into SMS campaigns and or Facebook campaigns. The way I started going into DMs. So I send DMs to people every single day and added them on Facebook, proposing them to have a conversation. And from that conversation, maybe they were interested in going through a demo or a pitch, right? So that's exactly how I got started. It was just like the easiest way, the cheapest way. I didn't have to pay any list. Everything was just through social media DMs. Like
this is to get wholesale deals?
No. So the way that obviously, you know, we have a marketing agency, right? And
yep.
we basically wanted people to come in into our program and to ultimately buy our services, which is the online lead gen, which not everyone can do at the beginning. But that's just for people to ultimately get our done for you services.
No. When you started real estate investing, how'd you get your first deal?
Oh man, it was the most non-efficient way. I literally went to auctions.
Okay.
I went to auctions and I waited on auctions online. It was an online auction. And I just waited until I could get something well enough for me to ultimately flip. That's how I got started.
You already had the cash?
We had three people that, one had the cash. I had a little bit of cash and had time, but that's essentially how we split it between three people in total.
And what year was that?
That was 2018, man. It was
okay. And so you were going to the auctions and buying property off auction and flipping them or what?
Yes, that was how we started. And that's how we actually learned to do things. We had no idea about all these other marketing channels. We didn't even know that we can just like walk around but drive around and have a skip trace phone number from someone that has an ugly house. Mm-hmm. The fact is that Detroit has a lot of ugly houses, and I came from Detroit. And imagine just literally sending offers or calling all these other people, all these people with ugly houses. It was a lot, right? It was more of a volume game. So that's how I got started.
Awesome.
But yeah, man, then after that, we learned that we could pay media a little bit of money, like Facebook, and ultimately have Facebook bring us opportunities. People that were just watching ads online on Facebook or Instagram, and they'll give us their phone number and their email, and then we'll call them back. Then after that, we kind of evolved to that. And we made that as a service.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I mean, you currently do Facebook ads, or you could currently do any Google ads, anything online?
I do now.
Okay.
You know, I built the first $1 million that I did in this business was literally just driving around, writing down ugly houses, calling them up, and making offers. And then you build a business to the point where you can start investing in marketing. And I actually brought onto my team somebody that worked at Google Ads. So he knew everything about these, how to set up all these things. And it's been fantastic. And he's in-house. He just works for my company.
You brought the person in-house. That's huge.
Huge.
Because hear me out. Like, if you're spending, I don't know how much you're spending on Google Ads. How much are you spending?
I think 20 grand a month is where we're at. And we can scale that to 200 grand a month at some point.
Yeah. If you're spending more than 20 grand or 30 grand, you'll be paying an agency a hefty fee, because it will be more of a percentage of the ad spend. So bringing in that person in-house, it's smarter because now you have the control of everything, right? And you can scale to the moon, like you were saying.
Yep. Okay. But still, I have callers. My cold caller made my company over 800,000 last year. One caller. You know what I mean? So we have different legs to our stool, our marketing stool, so to speak. We've got the calls, right? Just direct to seller cold calls. We got text message marketing, we've got pay-per-click, and we've got referrals.
Yeah.
And that's the way that we've built our business. And, you know, I've been in real estate since 2004 and been wholesaling since 2013. So it's been 10 years. So I've kind of seen everything come and go. And, really we stick with the marketing channels that are universal, that'll never go away. Talking to people will never go away. That's a thing. I mean, the more people you talk to, the more opportunities you're going to have. The more people you talk to, the luckier you're going to be. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have a budget, if you don't have you don't know how to run Facebook and pay-per-click ads, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You got to just pick up the phone and talk to people or go to their doors.
But let's say that people do have a budget. Let's say people are coming from the flipping game, right? And they're not really used to talking to people, mostly talking to wholesalers, right? And they've never done paid ads marketing. They've never done direct to seller. How can they transition into wholesaling to start generating leads and to start generating deals?
Well, first of all, I would question, why are you doing that? if you already have a successful flipping business, just stick with your successful flipping business. If you want to go, if you're like, oh, you know what? I see all these wholesalers making a ton of profits. I want to be able to get these all myself. It's a different business. You're starting a different business. That's number one. You're starting a different business. And if you have a successful business and you're going to be starting another business, I would find somebody that has experience in it. Somebody that has a track record of being able to find deals or at least a marketing track record and bring them onto your team.
Yeah. So leveraging other people's expertise and time, essentially. I mean, like, for example, we get a lot of flippers that they'll be like, oh, you know what? The market has made a shift. I had to cut a bunch of wholesalers that were making a lot of money off me. And I prefer to go to direct to sellers, so I don't have to pay them these hefty fees. And I'll just make sure to get the discounted properties on myself. And if I want to wholesale, I'll wholesale it. If not, I'll do the flips myself, right?
So yeah.
We do get those type of people that maybe they don't want to necessarily transition to wholesaling, but they definitely want to increase their deal flow. So
yeah, I would say pay-per-click would be the easiest way to build that
for a flipper.
Yeah.
And why you say so?
Because you could turn it on right now. You could find somebody that's successful at doing pay-per-click ads, and it doesn't put too much stress on your business. It's just incoming leads, and then you get a killer salesperson to be able to convert them, and you're off and running.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for pay-per-click or Facebook marketing or, you know, everything online marketing, how do you currently do the entire process of qualifying for a deal?
With the seller?
Yeah, with the seller. How do you...
Condition, timeline, motivation, price.
So it's the same thing?
100%. Every conversation you have with the property owner is the same thing.
I would say that a lot of people that come in, they think that because it's Google, because they went through Google, did a Google search, they're going to give their house away. So they're trying to have this conversation where, hey, you know what? This person really didn't accept my offer. I'm just going to move on to the next one.
It depends on how many tools you have in your toolbox, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if they don't accept your cash offer, well then try to go creative. You know what I mean? I mean, you can, there's really four. So whenever we look at a deal or a lead, we're looking at it, okay, we want to go with a cash as is offer. That's bread and butter, right? And it just depends on what the property, the condition of the property depends on, you know, why is this property owner selling, you know? And are they looking to get all cashed out or do they mind taking in payments? If they want a higher price, we say, hey, listen, we can get you that price, but it'll have to be in payments. And so we can switch that over to, you know, some sort of creative offer, or we just say, hey, listen, you've got a beautiful house. Here's a great real estate agent. I think you should just list it on the market. And then we can get a referral fee because I've got a license.
Yes.
Right. And so, and then there's novations, which is a whole different other thing, but that's really the process that we put it through. And we just see what is the right offer for this property owner. And listen, if it's a destroyed house that needs significant investment, it just depends on what's going on. But typically, it's going to be a cash as is offer.
Okay.
And those are and people understand that.
Yeah. So if we consider that majority of people, the house and their situation doesn't necessarily meet a cash offer because they don't have a distressed property, or they're motivated, but it doesn't make sense for their pretty house to be given. You're giving them now a different type of fulfillment. Like you fulfill them in a different way in terms of you solve their problem with now creative, or you solve the problem now with sending them with a good realtor. You solve the problem with maybe doing innovations. That's what you're basically telling us. Okay. So since we want to give offers to majority of people, how can people start maximizing their ad spend? How can people start maximizing the marketing they're currently doing with the leads that they currently are getting every single day?
Get incredibly good at sales.
Okay.
Or hire somebody that's incredibly good at sales. Like everybody that you have should go through Sandler training. Mm-hmm. Sandler sales training is the absolute best. It's all of the gurus out there that are teaching sales. It's all Sandler. It's all it is. It's just their version of it. And so there's a great book. You can't teach a kid to ride a bike at a seminar. It's like the longest title of all time. And but everybody should read that book and you'll get the sales process. Then you'll really understand, you know, who to spend the most time with and how to go through it step by step to make sure that you're getting those upfront agreements all the time. And you're really understanding, is this somebody that you can do business with? And so if you've got leads coming in, having a unbelievable salesperson will make or break your business. And if that's you in the beginning, really learn those skills. Really learn those skills.
Yeah. Is that something that you, at the TTP program, do you provide education on that or?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got built into our program is the best real estate sales training ever. Todd Toback's No Limits sales system. And it's just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it took us from $12,000 a deal to over $50,000 a deal. And it's with the same buyers, with the same deal. I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
So that means that you were able to get more money for the deal by getting it more discounted, but also selling it for higher, to buyers.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep. Huge. Yep.
So if you were to be giving like a maybe like a short, just a short overview of what your sales process looked like and what makes it so different right now. And I know you mentioned Sandler, but what would it look like? What does it look like?
Yeah, well, number one thing is, have they made the decision that they're going to sell? Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, it goes back, and I think everybody on here has probably watched The Wolf of Wall Street, where he's like, sell me this pen. Well, the whole moral of that is they have to be in the market to buy a pen. You know what I mean? Stay focused on the people that actually want to sell, right? You're not going to convince people to buy a pen. You got to go to the people that already want to buy a pen. It's the same. You got to go to people that want to sell their property. So that's number one.
Yes.
And then from there, you're pre-qualifying, right? You're going there and you're pre-qualifying and you're understanding what's going on with this property based on the condition, timeline, motivation, and price. Mm-hmm. All right. And you're building rapport during this process, and you're building a relationship during this process, and you're making sure that that you're getting the information you need to make a good decision, to be able to understand, okay, what kind of offer am I going to make this property owner? And then from there, there's all sorts of different things. Do they have other people that they're talking to? Why haven't they sold to them? Do they have other options? Remember, they're on Hell Island. They want to get on Heaven Island, and there's different bridges to cross to get to Heaven Island.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go through each one of those bridges and say, why not do that? Why not list with a real estate agent? Why not fix it up and sell it yourself? Why not fix it up and re-rent it yourself? And you start tearing down all those bridges to where the last bridge is our offer.
Yeah.
And that's how we get those deals.
Okay. And right now you do a lot of cold calling. You said one of your cold callers created like a lot of money just last year.
Yeah.
How many cold callers do you currently have?
Two.
Two cold callers. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's good enough for...
Yeah, I like quality over quantity for sure.
Okay. So you make sure that they have a longer conversation with the seller?
They're just better on the phone.
They're just better.
They're pros. Phone. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And so when you're comparing, let's say, a cold calling lead, a lead that is generated through cold calling, and a lead that is generated from an action from the seller, which is, let's say, Google pay per click or Facebook or YouTube, your closers, your acquisition managers, do they approach it differently? Do they welcome the seller differently? Like, is there anything that maybe differentiates both channels?
Yeah, the timeline is way shorter when somebody's reaching out to you, because they're likely have already made the decision they're going to sell. When you're reaching out to them, they might not be at that place yet. It's close, but it's like a maybe. Yes, we're going to sell, but it's usually a 90-day runway, right? When it comes to marketing, they're ready now. You'll get that thing closed in the next 30 days. But you got to watch it. Like, pay-per-click marketing on average in Phoenix costs $15,000 a deal. Direct mail costs $17,000 a deal. Facebook ads costs like, you know, $12,000-$13,000 to get a deal here in the Phoenix market. So you got to really watch, you know, how much you're spending and making sure that you're getting the most out of every single deal, making sure you have a budget to be able to do that. And so, when they come in, they're definitely ready to go, and they're great leads, absolutely phenomenal leads. My acquisition managers love those leads. You just have to make sure that you really watch your budget and you're really getting enough leads to be profitable.
Yeah. Would that be your most favorite channel so far, or like, do you have a favorite channel, marketing channel?
Yeah, I've made a fortune off of cold calling.
So that's the best one that you would recommend. That's what you ultimately...
As you're getting started, for sure. If you're getting started, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Because you could get it. You could talk to somebody right now with no marketing budget, no cost. And listen, you could cold call agents and get deals. You can cold call property owners that own these rough properties to get deals. It doesn't matter. It's all talking to people. If you're building a business, you should be on the phone all day long. The people that are the most successful in this business are the people that don't overthink and they just start taking action, they just start having conversations, those are the people that win.
Yeah, all the time. Man, it's been a pleasure. I mean, we've been here almost for 50 minutes, and I really want to get people to know you and how you can add value to them. So is there anything, any nugget, any takeaway that people usually don't think, like, wow, this is absolute game changer, like this is something that I really should be incorporating right now? What would that be that comes from your experience, from everything that you've learned?
Yeah, start talking to people every single day and stay in that until you talk to at least 1,000 people yourself. You don't hire anybody, you don't change marketing channels, you don't do anything else. You just get to 1,000 people as fast as you possibly can, because a few things happen. Number one, you're going to get like 5 deals. Yeah. You will watch. Number two is you will be a different human. You will have so much skills at communicating effectively with property owners, and that blends and bleeds into the rest of your life. The rest of your life, all of a sudden, you're not, quote unquote, introvert anymore. And you're not the one that doesn't know how to network anymore, doesn't have confidence initiating conversations. You're just able to do it. Yeah. Because you understand that we're all humans, that rejection happens in any business, that you have thick skin, and you don't care. You're going towards your goals. And it's simple. The more people you talk to and the more offers you make, the more money you're going to make. And so get to 1,000 conversations before you hire anybody, before you change anything, and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Your life will explode. Financially, it'll explode. Your relationships will explode. Your confidence will explode. Do it. It's the hard thing to do. Most people have never talked to 1,000 strangers in their life, in their entire lifetime. And you're going to do it in the next couple months. And watch what happens. Watch how many people will follow you after that. Watch how you become a magnet to people wanting to be around you, how high your energy is going to be, how high your enthusiasm and conviction for this business is going to be after you've talked to 1,000 people.
Man, you have no idea how that changed actually the way that my business was, because I really focused majority of the time of building the initial part of my business in all these backend systems and making things perfect. But until I started actually building out that sales process, that lead generation where I was talking to people, that's the time where I started actually making money. I didn't start making money when I was fixing my calculator. I was not making money when I was fixing my project management tool or my CRM and making it pretty or automated or having the best text messages or replies or emails. It was just at the moment where I was uncomfortable on the phone and really understanding how can I fix or can I help these people fix these problems that they have and ultimately give them the solution that they need, because I have the solution, right? I have either a cash offer or I have a way to creatively take over that property. So that was exactly how I started generating leads, appointments. That's how I started generating closings. That's how I started helping people, right? So I think that's huge, man. Thank you for sharing that.
Awesome.
All right. So how can people actually find you in social media? Is there a way that people can reach out to you, or maybe you have any events coming up in Phoenix? I saw that you recently had like some sort of events. So tell me, how can people ever get a hold of you if they can?
Yeah, we put a lot of love and a lot of attention to our YouTube channel. So just Brent Daniels on YouTube. We've got wholesalinginc.com. That's an incredible resources there. And then DM me. Real Brent Daniels at Instagram.
All right.
On Instagram. Yeah.
All right. So Instagram at Real Brent Daniels and also wholesalinginc.com. That was an incredible podcast, man. Thank you for that acquisition that you did.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on here. I want to encourage everybody out there to just go talk to people and watch what happens. Just watch what happens. Your life will change forever. It's absolutely incredible. And I want to cheerlead you, and I want to support you, and I want to recognize you for going out and doing things that most people won't do. And because most people won't do it, there's no competition. The only competition you have is your business plan. What do you want to make? What is your goal? What's your vision for your business? That's your only competition. Everything else doesn't matter, because most people won't do the hard work. Most people won't go out there and get uncomfortable. Most people won't grow to the size that you will, and the power that you will, once you go out there and have quality conversations with distressed property owners. So thank you for having me on here, brother.
All right, man.
I'm excited to see you in Cabo tomorrow.
Yeah. You got to bring me one of those TTP t-shirts.
Done. What size?
Give me a medium.
Done.
There you go. I'll also bring you one for here remote Latinos. I know that you guys are looking for
We're working with you right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So that'll be huge. Exciting to see you, man. Let's get into that mastermind and let's keep growing. All right.
Awesome.
So everyone that listened to this episode, again, leave us a review if you found any type of value, or subscribe to the YouTube channel. Leave us a comment if you thought that this was amazing, if you thought that maybe we could have asked him another question. And if you are looking to reach to Brent Daniels, go to Instagram and also Wholesaling Inc. or his YouTube channel. So thank you for everyone to listen to this episode, and have a good one.